In Vietnamese, when we pray the second joyful mystery, the visitation of the Blessed Virgin Mary to St. Elizabeth, the second stanza or the second verse of that joyful mystery is a petition. May we learn to love our neighbor like you did to Elizabeth. And boy, did God teach us that today. I think, I always say this, God had a funny sense of humor, and his favorite genre is always irony. He loves to teach us with irony. Just as we have seen today, the evil that we could have commit or could have done when we do not recognize the presence of God in one another. As we witness the Holocaust Museum, as we witness all the creative tensions that exist in the Holy Land, as we witness even in our own country, sometimes as we try to generalize people without understanding who they are. The visitation reminds us that behind every number, every name, every person is a face. It's a face, and that face recognizes and teaches that it is the face of God. Each and every one of us is created in the image and the likeness of God, not because we are special. We're not special because we're from the United States of America, nor are we entitled because we're richer than other people. We are all the same in the eyes of God because He, just like St. Augustine said, loved each and every one of us uniquely and differently. And so when we are being challenged to see, oh, it's those blank people that upset me, oftentimes we need to ask and say, what is God trying to teach me in this Basilica of the Visitation? What is God trying to teach me with the second mystery of the joyful mystery, to love my neighbor? Hard. But this isn't a tour, isn't it? It's a pilgrimage. And I think God is working in this pilgrimage very clearly. And as we are about to celebrate Mass at the Visitation, He taught us the lesson of the second joyful mystery right away. May we love and care for our neighbor. I have preached about compassion, and compassion comes from the term that comes from Latin, compassio, the desire or the willingness to suffer with the other person. And that is important. Yes, I was angry, I was frustrated like you when we didn't have the church and when we walked down. But then all of a sudden, the Lord spoke to me and said, you know what? We're one church. Think about that. We're one church. We're one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. And who they are? Who were those people? They weren't the people who took our place. Maybe it's the Lord who meant that they have Mass at that time and meant that we're here. And I'm going to tell you, God have a weird sense of humor. Do you know my confirmation name is John the Baptist? Yes, Lord, I understand now. Please don't strike me down. And as we see, on the left-hand side, we see his father. Because of his disbelief, what made mute. And yet, on the right-hand side, we see John the Baptist at the herald of the good news. So, in our disbelief, we can become mute and we stop speaking the word of God. Or when we believe, we can speak and be heralds and prepare the way of the Lord. So, my brothers and sisters, I think God speaks very clearly today, don't you think? So, may we pray, and may I recommend you, before you go to sleep today, pray the second joyful mystery, that with the visitation of the Blessed Mother to Saint Elizabeth, so may we too love our neighbor. Lest, when we stop loving our neighbor, there might be another Holocaust. There might be another division. There might be another hurt. There might be another thing that turns us against one another. But when we love, we already recognize that God is in our midst. So I'm going to wrap my homily up with the same words that the Blessed Mother said, even when she was tired, travel to the hill country in haste. What does he say? My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior.